The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace & TJ Show.
Hey, welcome to Share Funny, where we share funny. I'm really not sure why it's called Share Funny. Is it because people are supposed to be telling other people about how funny it is and sharing their experience to get more people to listen? Is that what it is?
Because it's funny, you share.
Mm-hmm. Or was it back in the days when it was such a big deal on social media to get people to share something that you posted?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
That's all, it's from the mind of Adam.
Hmm. And a lot of things come, great things come from the mind of Adam.
Yeah.
And then, then there are the other
things. Then there are some other things.
No, I'm kidding. Alexis, well, first of all, this is brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul Lovett. If you need some emergency cleanup stuff, big time cleanup. So is the rug tape working now? Is my chair scrunching up the rug still?
It's not. I think we fixed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to put some Gorilla Glue on it.
Yeah. To improvise.
Like that girl with her hair.
Yeah. We'll never be able to take this carpet out of
here.
We
just glued this rug to the floor. Can't imagine that's going to be a problem when we vacate the premises. The
landlord is going to love it.
We'll worry about it then.
Love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had lunch with my wife yesterday, Alexis, and she told me a lot about it, but it was a blah, blah. I mean, I wouldn't listen.
Talk, 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 blah, blah, blah.
How long were you there?
We were there for like 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
I know. We were just chatting away. It was great. We probably would have stayed talking there for like 3 more hours.
And I'm going to tell you, that's a short lunch for Jody.
2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. I know. She's always busy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the server kept coming by like, oh, you guys need anything else? Any water?
No, they get pissed.
Like, you guys insane here. There's no food in front of you.
Did I put the check on the table? Did I bring the job?
Yeah.
I did. Okay, an hour ago I brought the check. Okay. Just checking.
Awesome. Coming from the restaurant world, does that aggravate the hands there? Because, I mean, it's not their money. And if there's nobody else really trying to get the table.
Yeah, that's insane. It didn't matter. When I was a server, if I had other tables, I didn't care if they stayed there. It was if I was trying to get out of there, then I was like, okay, y'all need to go.
Or if it looked like y'all were busy and people were waiting for tables.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
Or those places that close between lunch and dinner, like right after lunch, and then reopen at dinner. I could see them like, you don't care where you go. You don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Out of here.
I was that guy recently.
All that water drinking bullshit.
Yeah. I forgot that the sushi place over here closed at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, whatever it was. And we've been running errands all day and decided to grab something late and walked in. And I thought, this looks weird. And looked at my watch and went, oh, wait, they close in 10 minutes. But I'm still going to order. They said it was okay because there were other people still in there. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, they weren't going to tell you it wasn't okay.
Yeah, well, I go in there a lot. So they're okay.
I promise you they're probably not.
So, Mr. Todd of JT Media, are you packing up to leave? Or are you through videoing for the day?
I'm through videoing for the day, but I'm not.
Oh, okay. So your fiance said you need to stop?
She said that's enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up.
Is she still going to let you video the TJ and Jody's podcast thing?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm surprised she allowed you to wear those pants out.
Showing his male print.
Yeah, like I'm surprised because she was...
His man print.
Definitely upset that we were trying to pimp him out on Share Funny that one time, showing his butt cheeks on the camera.
Oh, wait,
she said something to me about it.
What'd she say?
She said, she's like, I was about to message in on the Facebook Live talking about, that's my man. No one should want his butt cheeks.
Because we were saying he's got a nice butt, even though you were picking on him about wearing his pants too tight, and we were trying to show his butt on the camera.
We made him stand up and everything and have him turn around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she didn't
like that.
Well,
because everybody was talking about it, and you were right behind me, so you needed to stand up and show people.
Do a little dancing, like perform, Circus Monkey, perform.
Todd, you got a microphone. It's on my
Thank you, Rob.
God.
Hold it right to your mouth and see if it works. See, I'm being
check,
serious.
Check.
Yeah, if you take it out of the thing and hold it right to you, everybody can hear you better.
Yeah.
Don't you know how mics work? Didn't you work in radio before?
Yeah.
Put your mouth right on it. Mm-hmm. So what did she say? Y'all trying to pimp out my man?
She said that she wanted to message in on the Facebook chat and let all the ladies know that he was not available for them to be looking at his butt cheeks.
Yeah, I think we did say that, though, didn't we say he was engaged?
Yeah. And she was talking more. Yeah.
Right.
She was upset about it. That's why she said it.
Yeah.
So she's gonna have to come up in here and whoop everybody's ass.
Yeah.
I don't want to get beat up.
It's like stop pimping my man out.
You know you
out.
Do. Damn.
No, I don't.
You know you want some lady to beat you up.
So now, hey, your fiance Todd, Mr. Todd of JT Media. Y'all, she was a listener before y'all met, right? She's been a fan for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell. She's like, you know, he's over there eating oysters talking to you, Ace. Yeah. And she's like all up on me. Yeah, trying to get some of this fame off of me.
She's being a little groupie.
She's like, let me come back down here to this end of the booth. Let me get some more of that shine.
Boy,
could I get a little taste of some of that shine? It looked like mine. Mm-hmm. F. Prance are shining like Rudolph.
Oh, damn. Bright.
Yep. No, yeah. That's just, I'm glad she feels comfortable enough to, you know, set us straight about not saying JT Media enough. Mm-hmm. You should have heard what she was talking about, Ace. She was like,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's most jealous of Ace because Todd loves him more than he does her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're number two.
Yeah. Now, she's fun, though.
Thanks.
For us. I mean, I'm sure it's not fun for you, her ruling you around.
That's got to suck.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Sucks for you, great for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gave me a hug at the end of the night, pressed her boobs all up on me. Yeah. I don't know if she was meaning to do that. I think that probably was the...
Yeah, she gives good hugs.
Yeah, I think that's... These pants weren't tight till she hugged me. They seem to have shrunk.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's a good hugger.
Yeah, she is.
High quality.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's what happens when if a woman hugs you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
What happens?
Their boobs press against you.
Okay.
Yeah.
She probably didn't even do it on purpose.
No,
she probably doesn't even realize, you know, how out there they are. You know, a lot of women don't. They don't realize. They forget
how incredibly out there they are.
When they should be, you know, if they're paying attention and they don't want their boobs against you, they should hug you like a middle school dance.
That's right.
Side hug. Just side hug. No arms completely extended and, you know. What is that, Riggins, at the Catholic school they used to tell you?
You leave enough space for the Lord. Well, that's how we danced. But God, it was so exciting. I mean, being in fifth grade or sixth grade and being able to do that was like the most exciting pseudo-sexual experience of my life.
And being a former mobile disc jockey, when you would go and DJ a middle school dance, there were a couple things that you had to expect. One was they're going to be little shitheads.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And two, they're going to come up there nonstop telling you what to play. And then when you play what one of them says play, then the other one's going to be standing, another one's going to be standing there going, no, don't play that. I said I wanted you to play this. And they need to be under control. And you also know that it's going to knock you out from the cologne. The cologne that those boys have on will knock you the hell out.
Yeah.
What kind did you use in middle school, Riggins?
It was called Abercrombie & Fitch Fierce. It was the first cologne I had.
Mm.
And yeah, I would douse myself in it head to toe and then stretch out the underwear. Two shots for good measure, just in case anything pops off. Sixth grade. 11. I'm 11. 11. Just in case, you know, things get crazy.
Ace, what did you wear in middle school cologne?
Probably, I think maybe Stetson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that about middle? I was about middle school time. Yeah.
Stetson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an old man cologne.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Well, now it is. Well, back then it was new.
You got to remember, you didn't have as many options back then. The man, the gentleman's fragrance lines, there weren't as many of them. You had like Old Spice and Brut and Stetson and Polo.
Yeah.
Polo. Which is the one I always avoided because everybody else had Polos.
I always thought it stunk. It was never a big fan. A little plastic bottle and it was green. That was the only kind they had back then. Yeah, but it was nasty.
But we didn't have. And then Dracar came out and like, oh hell, you went high dollar with that. There was only like five or six to choose from.
What kind of cologne did you wear in middle school, Rob? Nacho cheese?
I think he's listening.
Yeah, he probably did it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doused up real nice, but yeah, you just go head to toe. Yeah,
I used
every middle school boy's doused up head to toe. My son, it was Axe body spray. Like I remember one day he got in the truck and I stopped. I said, "Damn, Kate, go back inside and change clothes." I said, "What have you done?
It's too much."
He was like, "Just put on, just to freshen up a little bit." I was like, "It's way, way too much. You're gonna have to go back inside and change your shirt at least because it's just overpowering." It was.
He took a whore bath.
He took a total whore bath in Axe body spray.
Axe is the best.
And what was your cologne in middle school, Rob?
I used Axe almost all the time. Okay, you hit the pits and then you do a little cross on your chest.
But nothing in the undercarriage area.
No.
Yeah, who taught you that? Your brothers, Riggins?
I don't know.
You just
I can't imagine movies. They would have done that. Yeah.
To be an 11-year-old, giving yourself a couple shots into like, the underwear.
Right down there.
I used this such a middle schooler cologne. You know, when I was in middle school too, the Hugo Boss.
Well, not surprising.
No, I didn't.
I can't with you.
I didn't, but. I've always been to where I didn't like a whole lot of that, whether it was on a girl or, you know, where the girls are wearing a lot of perfume or whatever, or guys wearing too much cologne. It was brutal.
I remember like smelling my hands after the dance because like we had like held hands with a girl. It smelled like peach or something. You know, you're just like, I'm never washing my hands. Like, it smells like a girl.
But it's the scented lotions sometimes that get to me the most. It's so strong. You know, when you put it all over the body lotion and it's got that fragrance in it, it's like, ugh, I'd rather you smell like bacon.
Some bacon grease.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah. Smelling like bacon. Todd, what kind of cologne does your fiance tell you to wear? Now, when you were in middle school, what was it?
I think it was CK1.
Yeah, probably.
CK1, yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was new. I used to wear one called Kuros.
Kuros?
Kuros. Yeah. It was Kuros, I think. It was in a white bottle. And it smelled really good back then. I don't know if I found it today, if I would think it smelled good or not. But yeah, that was the first cologne of my own that I had. You know, because your dad always has some bullshit in there, some Brut or something like that.
Old Spice.
Kind of dabbed it on.
Old Spice.
Yeah, my grandfather had a big thing. It was a white bottle of Old Spice. Yeah. I remember when I first asked for cologne, my mom came back and she had brought aftershave. So I didn't know, you know, I'm like, yes. And it was like Icy Blast, you know, cheap aftershave. So I'm just like, you know, covering myself. I'm like, I smell like a 70-year-old pervert car dealer.
I don't even, are you looking up Kuros?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. White bottle, blue box. Looks very, you know, 80s.
How much is it now?
Well, they got it at Walmart. A damn $76 at Walmart. Is that possible?
Yeah, it was pretty expensive back then. It was
not kidding.
It was a Christmas gift. Let me put it that way. So,
yeah. Well, here's one for $15. So I don't know. Oh, this one's it's by Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, then I bet it is expensive, or maybe they got bought by.
Yves Saint Laurent. Bought by Walmart.
They got
the Waltons, them buying up everything.
Buying everything.
Everything.
But when you got that first, cologne of your own as a boy. And I don't know if it was the same with girls when you got your first perfume, but at least for it was like, oh, I'm growing up now. Now I've got some, I need to start smelling good now. That was kind of a one of those little steps toward manhood. You'd have it, you put it in your drawer in the bathroom or whatever, wherever you set it on your dresser, like, don't touch that. That's and at first, mine at least wasn't for, it wasn't an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Like you didn't put it on to go to school. Only right. if there was something going on or an event, you were going to be somewhere, then maybe you might put a couple of dabs on just to be safe.
And a lot. I always did a lot. I was like, well, obviously the more the better. I want everybody to smell me. Smelling good. 11.
Like I've had friends before that whenever I'm around them, I think, oh my God, you have way too much cologne on.
Yeah.
But then as soon as a woman walks up, they see and they hug them and all, the first thing the woman said, "Ooh, you smell good."
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? He's knocking me out over here with this crap.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, we used to have a friend that smoked so much weed that he had to keep a bottle of cologne on him at all time. And he would just push, 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 directly onto himself. And he called the type of cologne. He said, what kind of cologne is that? It smells good. He goes, "It's I call it DOD, drown out the dope."
The dope, baby. Mm-hmm.
But it was way too much.
It smelled grapey.
Yeah.
It smelled like grapes or something.
It was that Yope.
Yope, that's what it was.
Or Jupe.
Oh, yeah, I always thought it was Jupe.
But, I mean, it was, he'd go outside, come back in, like, damn. You tell he just covered himself, bathed in it just to cover up the weed smell all the time.
Hairy ass chest, smelling like cologne.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ 5G.
Alexis, I don't know whether you just need a gentle hint or you've just refused to do something that you said you were going to do, but my keys are still sitting here on the desk.
Oh my God.
I thought we had agreed that we were going to get a little thing on the wall to hang our keys when we come in.
Well, but then you asked everybody if they would use it, and everybody said no. So I thought that we didn't need one anymore.
No, I said I would use it.
Oh, okay.
I would use a place to hang my keys.
All right, well, I'm on it.
Okay.
Jeez, Louise.
I mean, bad enough that you leave your trash laying around here and all that, but then when you say you're going to do something, then you don't do it.
I'm the first to clean up after myself every time.
Who's the last?
I'm not going to say no names.
Ooh, since you're,
I want to hear names.
Since you're, keeping a tab over who does it first.
I want to know who's the last.
Listen, I'm not worried about anybody else. I'm just worried about myself.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Todd, the video guy from JT Media, is supposed to do video today of mine and Jody's podcast. But Jody can't do it until 11. And it's, the show is over at 10. And you would think that we were telling Todd that he needed to wait around another 5 hours before we do that. Because he's like, well, what are we going to do during that time? Are we going to go get coffee or something? And, whatever. And I said, sure, we can go get coffee. And then today, when he got here, what was it? He said something about he's got to do something. And I said, well, you can probably do that in that time between the show and recording the podcast. Mm. And I thought he was going to cry. Oh, well, I thought we were going to get coffee. something.
He looks forward to fellowship with you.
Didn't he say he wanted to do fun stuff with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says, does he even know you? Have you ever met?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, he might as well have said butt stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
I thought we could do some butt stuff before the podcast.
You know, we go get some coffee, do some butt stuff. Or
wait, did you say butt stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Butt stuff.
What about it?
I want to do butt stuff.
I would like to go. I mean, if we could go do, you know, somewhere where we could have a Bloody Mary or something, that might be good. But I've already had a ton of coffee, and it's like real people coffee, not like Starbucks and whatnot. Mm-mm. So what were you thinking, a diner?
I don't care. I'm open to suggestions. I will follow you.
Okay.
Maybe a piece of pie?
A piece of pie?
Yeah, a piece of pie and a cup of coffee or something, man?
Some apple pie and a cup of coffee.
Are you 85?
Yeah. Run down to diner and get us some pie.
That's one of those things. I don't know that I've ever ordered pie in my life anywhere.
You haven't?
I don't think I have. I really don't think I have.
What's wrong with you?
She's laughing at Ace for mentioning pie because it sounds like an old person thing. But it
is that,
like,
was the joke.
Like, yeah, it's like a common.
That was
like
the point of thing. The reference.
Yeah, she's just laughing at it.
Yeah.
No, she's laughing at me because she didn't get the joke.
I did get the joke. That's how I was laughing. Isn't that what you do for jokes?
What did you say?
It's not what she was laughing at.
Jokes work, right? No,
not how it works. It was just whatever.
Or were you laughing because he was making a joke, but at the same time, it could have been true about him because he's old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you were doing.
There you go. That's what she was laughing at.
But technically still laughing at the joke.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Sorry, I won't laugh at your jokes anymore.
I'd prefer you didn't.
Well, yeah, you can tell that we're not in what is built to be a soundproof radio studio.
I can't hear you.
Because there's somebody... blowing grass off the sidewalk out here and everything. In a regular radio station, there are soundproof windows and things like that. Something has to be really loud outside for you to be able to hear it.
Yeah, even when they ran the mowers outside the old building, you'd barely hear them through the double pane glass.
And I don't know, they may not even be able to hear that because these microphones are designed to only pick up things that are, you know, being spoken directly into them. And that's why you can't hear Mr. Todd from JT Media. Because he's not speaking right into that microphone. And that's why Rob's in there yelling, "You got a microphone!" Bam!
I have a hard time hearing Rob, too, sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Like right now?
Yeah,
I can't hear him talking. You're hoping to hear his voice?
I can't hear a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
He must be busy doing something.
No, I'm here now.
Okay.
You don't hear that?
No. Maybe it's my headphones.
But you hear everybody else?
Yeah.
But you don't hear me.
Very faintly.
Say it again, Rob.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is a test.
Yeah, Rob, you're turned all the way up and it's not getting any louder.
I don't know what to tell you.
We're still working out the kinks a little bit. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to come in there and check it real quick.
Okay. Come check it.
Yeah, because he's like, if my microphone can't be heard, then that's a problem. I'm going to come fix that.
That's an emergency.
El pronto.
We got a podcast emergency.
He's checking cables.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, talk directly into that mic and see if it's louder now.
Right here.
Check. Hello, hello. Testies, 1, 2.
That didn't get any louder. See that?
Yeah, I don't hear him.
That thing doesn't do a thing.
If you ain't got that bling. Oh. So, Ace, what do you say you have over there that's funny?
Earlier... In the first part of Share Funny, it may not be funny. I don't know. I'm thrown now.
Why? Why are you thrown?
I don't know. Anyway.
Are you throwed?
I forgot what we were talking about, and you were whispering for a second. And there's a list. I saw this thing that says, things that sound okay when spoken, but creepy when whispered.
Oh.
Delivery changes everything. For example, if you tell somebody, go back to sleep. Or if you tell somebody, go back to sleep. It can be very creepy.
I think whispering is creepy anyway.
Yeah,
I hate it.
If you,
and that's why I think Todd hates it too, because that's why he never does it. When he's talking in the other room.
But instead of you, think about it though. If you tell somebody, "I love children," but if you whisper, "I love children," it's creepy as hell. Well, yeah, some of these are just kind of...
There's a... I was looking for something to listen to while I go to sleep that's relaxing, and I came across this thing where people read books, but they whisper them.
Yeah.
And it's so weird, because I'm like, who wants to listen to this going to sleep? This is creepy.
Is that ASMR?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
It's they read the entire book?
Yeah, but they're whispering.
Whispering.
And it's just it's weird, because it's a stranger, so you already don't know who they are, and then they're whispering a whole story while you're trying to go to sleep. I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
Yeah, if you tell somebody, you won't feel a thing. Or you say, you won't feel a thing.
No.
Creepy as hell.
Yep.
Go back to sleep. Shh. I'll see you tonight. See, you don't think about it.
Today's the day.
And Christy just DM'd us on Twitter and said, I don't hear the lawnmower or whatever outside.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
She said she does hear Rob.
I just heard Rob.
I just adjusted it. It may have been too much. Let me know.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Heavy now, see if you can pull it down, Ace, and see if that affects it. Anyway.
By it, he means his shorts.
All right, now try it, Rob.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, I think that's better.
That's crazy better.
Mm-hmm. Melissa crazy said, better. I can't hear the mower or the
bananas.
Blower.
Yeah.
And then there's Bethany who said, oh, you can definitely hear the yard work going on faintly, but I can hear it.
Okay. If it's just faintly, then that's all right.
It ain't faintly in our ears.
Right. So we'll have to learn to ignore that, because the listeners can't really hear it that much anyway. And then it confuses them whenever we're talking about it and they're not hearing it. Okay. Lesson learned.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to live and learn. Did y'all see the new emojis that were approved?
No.
No.
There are 37 new emojis. One is a biting lip, a melting face, a troll, a pregnant man.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
A disco ball.
Yeah. The biting lip one, I think, is probably my favorite, because it's like the cool, like, TikTok young guys.
Yeah.
So, I don't know when you would use that, but...
And a disco ball is on there, Alexis.
I know.
You still have a disco ball in your house?
Oh, yeah. I had a disco ball weekend night last weekend.
But what does that mean? You get high as a satellite and turn that thing on and just lay there?
Yeah, turn all my lights on and put some music on.
By lights, though, you mean not lights, the normal room lights. You mean all the disco lights.
Disco lights, party lights, music goes up.
Mm-hmm. Disco for one.
Yep.
Yeah. They're like Christmas lights, but they're little chili peppers. Have you seen
those? Yeah.
My lights.
I can't hear anybody talk about new emojis every time without thinking about... remember when TJ bought that package of emojis that he paid like $17 for? And it was the trashiest, filthiest, dirtiest things you'd ever get your
right. You would.
How much did you pay for that?
$4. I remember texting him back like, seriously, where did you get this? I had to pay for it.
Yeah, there was one. I'm like, look, this one has red pubes.
Yeah, exactly. Filthy emojis.
Uh-huh. I don't use those anymore.
No.
No, I've matured.
It was like 2 years ago. Calm down. I don't know how you've matured that much.
Have we talked about the guy defecating in the freezer of the grocery store? Did we talk about that?
We were going to do it earlier, but no.
Yeah. Okay. So a guy defecated in the freezer.
We'll do that next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Turn it all the way up.
This is Ace and TJ 5G.
Nothing can stop me.
Brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. And you need Paul Davis in an emergency if you've had a fire or a flood or somebody set off a bomb that caused a bunch of damage that needs to be cleaned up, whatever. They can do it. When you get in touch with them, they pride themselves on how quickly they jump into action. They're action people, action figures, if you will. Paul Davis action figures.
Yeah.
So very simple to find them. Go to acetj.com/ Paul Davis. I'll love it. I'll love it.
I'll love it.
Even Alexis's squid is saying, I'll love it. Yeah. He's grabbed onto that.
Yeah, we were just talking yesterday. And it randomly came out. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, TJ has me saying that at work now. I'll love it.
It's in the military.
Especially if you run across anybody named Paul. You gotta do it then. I'll love it. I'll love it. So, Scott, the guy from Paul Davis that we were with the other night at this this function, is standing there talking to Riggins and me, and he goes, which one of y'all came up with the Paul Love It thing? And he wasn't smiling or anything, and we both said the other one did.
He did. TJ did it. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, Riggins brought in the clip of the lady saying, I'll love it, and then I started applying it to Paul Davis.
You guys are the worst friends. Y'all throw each other under the bus?
In an instant.
No problem.
Like, both of us have poop on our hands. And I'm like, this is mine.
Wasn't me. Nope.
Not even knowing what he was going to say. Right. It wasn't me. I don't know.
Because he wasn't laughing about it when he asked the question. He wasn't smiling or laughing. So we, because I figured he was going to say, let's stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't cover that.
And then I was, Riggins, okay, stop it.
Yet it was the opposite. He enjoys it.
Yeah, he's like, I love that. You know, keep it up.
Oh, my God. All day yesterday, I was getting DMs from women going, here's my makeup-free selfie. Because TJ had said, Riggins wants your picture, a selfie of you with no makeup on. And they're going, how do I look on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm like, that son of a bitch. Now I'm like.
Did you actually rate them or no?
No. But later on in the show, Ace asked me, he goes, how do you want me to respond to these people? I'm like, I don't know. That's
TJ. Yeah, I had to respond to one lady. She said, don't say my name on the air and blah, blah, blah. And I had to respond to her because she was very invested in it. Hey, TJ, we're just giving Riggins a hard time trying to put him on the spot. They're not really going to rate him. But thank you for participating and for listening to the show.
Why didn't you just put 10? On all of them. Why don't you just say 10?
Because I got 100 of them.
Yeah.
And I got things to do other than God forbid they screen cap it. And then now my rating a woman's appearance gets posted on their Instagram. I'm like, no, thank you.
Anybody send you a little something extra?
No.
That would have been nice.
Here's my nipple with no makeup.
What do you think about that? No.
Well, I didn't even think about that. That you were going to have
the repercussions.
Yeah. It's fine, though.
Oh, is it fine? Okay, thank you. I'm glad you told me.
I mean,
it's okay.
I mean, they're not hurt about it or anything. You didn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
No big deal. They're doing these TikTok trends now where kids at school are seeing how much stuff they can steal from the bathroom, who can steal more stuff.
Yeah.
And then now, because you run out of things to steal in a bathroom at a school, so now they're limiting their time they can go to the bathroom, how many can go to the bathroom at the same time, all of that stuff. And now they've moved up to stealing trophies from the school trophy case and things like that. Just a bunch of little delinquents.
Yeah, I mean it's the Tide Pod Challenge. It's the just high school kids being stupid high school kids in an effort to get some action on social media.
Yeah.
And now they're stealing stuff.
What happened to just stealing road signs and stuff?
Or just maybe not steal at all.
Well,
you know?
Theoretically, you're correct. But,
fun to steal?
Well, not fun to steal. Important stuff. But, like, once we, well, this is in hindsight, it's never good to steal. Let me
the Bible says you should not steal.
You shouldn't steal. But, for example, once we rode around town, just killing time, especially if you live in a small town, and we stole a ton of those real estate signs, like for sale signs, and went to one of our buddies' houses who couldn't go out that night or couldn't go do something, and lined his entire, like, rows. It looked like, you know how they do, like, the headstones in a cemetery? It looked like that. Just rows of them all over his front yard. He thought it was funny. His dad was pissed off the next morning and started calling us. Who's coming to get these signs? Mm-hmm. I guess we are. When? I guess right now is a good time. We had to go get them. And he's like, take them back there. Everybody, these people's houses are for sale.
Yeah, and you
dumbass. You know damn good well we don't know where these houses came from. We don't remember where these houses came from.
Do you know that some real estate people will take down the signs that another person's listing? Do you know that they'll do that? Like when you see the signs that say open house, and they have the arrows pointing of how you can get there, the directions and all, other real estate people will take those signs so people can't find them. That house.
That's so shady. Yeah.
You're an adult. We were 16. Right.
Yeah.
We were stupid in 16. Yeah.
But, you know, far be it for me to make anything about myself. But when I first saw that, when they're stealing trophies and all out of the trophy cases at the school, the first thing I thought was, oh my God, I hope the crazy juvenile delinquents at my old school don't take my best offensive player award out of the trophy case that's in there, ensconced in the halls of Winfield Senior High School forever.
Enshrined.
Yeah.
You were the best offensive player of the year?
Well, it was they had that award every year. This was in baseball. But this was the very first year they had the Clay Farron Memorial Offensive Player of the Year, because he had won it the year before, and he got killed in a car wreck.
Oh.
And so they named the award from that point on after him, and I was the first one to win it when it was the Memorial Award. And so there was a big picture of me standing with the coach at the awards banquet, holding the trophy, and it's a big plaque with the years on it, like they're going to add to it every year, and my picture on the thing.
Wow.
And
so the actual plaque has your picture on it as the first. Then everybody else just has their name added in the year underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Still the same one is in there today?
I would assume I'm sure they've had to move on to another board and put stuff in there. But if they're going to leave it in the trophy case, that would be the one that they leave. The very first one.
Award-winning, TJ.
I know. Wow. I was just thinking, like, I've never won an award except for, like, fifth place at the science fair.
Oh.
That's the only award I ever got. Yeah,
and that was because you showed how to add bacon powder to crack to cut it.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, who knew you were such a little dork? You didn't even get first place. You're fifth place.
Yeah. Made my mom come up there and everything to see me get fifth place.
Oh, was she mad that you got fifth place?
Oh, she was so mad. She was like, I came here for this.
I'm going to make
Most moms would be like, well, hey, you did a great job with yours. You got fifth place out of the whole school.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
What was your project? What did you make?
It was the differences between salt water and fresh water.
Nerd! So it's a short science project. There's salt in it.
So were there five contestants?
Yeah, pretty much.
They're like, that's not a science project. She's like, I'm going to explain the differences between freshwater and saltwater. Like, fifth place. You're right above the kid that wrote his name on the back of the poster board. With a booger on it. And the kid that eats boogers. You're right about that.
One of those whole, like, you had to have a backboard and all that stuff?
Yeah. Wow. And, like, samples and all that, like, a little bit.
What was sixth place? Good Lord.
What I mean, that? Going with a sample of fresh water and a sample of salt water must have been tough.
My experiment is that I'm going to see what happens when I open the door and walk through it.
Yeah. What happens when you pull a butterfly's wings off? While they're still alive.
Oh, I was in fourth grade. Leave me alone.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I never really got any awards. That's kind of sad. Like trophies and stuff. I don't have any of those.
Uh-huh.
I know. Mm. I didn't do anything to get any, so.
Yeah, you were a little badass.
I was bad. I was skipping school and stuff. I was too busy skipping school.
Yeah.
You didn't get anything as a cheerleader? Weren't you a cheerleader in high school?
Yeah, but our team sucked, and the cheerleaders never got any awards. Like we went to competition a few times, but it's not like we got individual awards. The team won. like third place.
But you didn't get like a leather jacket or anything.
Did they really win it, or did they steal it from somebody else after that?
But it's Compton. It was a Compton cheerleading competition.
You were in a rough school.
Stole their cheerleading award.
This is the ACTJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and TJ 5G.
Hey, damn, what are you doing over there, Rob?
I was trying to get Rob to help me out while I was typing something up here. I got to do it in a minute, and he was like, I got it. And didn't turn the mics on.
Mm-hmm. So there's a Carolina Panthers game Sunday in the NFL, and it is happening in our home market of Charlotte, North Carolina, which is where the Carolina Panthers are. They should be called the Charlotte Panthers, but they're not. It drives me absolutely nuts. They should be called, named after the city, not the two states.
No.
Regardless. Mr. Todd from JT Media and Ace from Ace Media. they're going to the game together. Now, y'all aren't sitting together. Y'all are just tailgating together and all.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that microphone's too loud, Rob. Damn. It's got a big ass echo on it.
Yeah. It's
got a big old ass echo.
We're going to be meeting at the game.
Yeah. Sound like he's already there, walking through the empty stadium, talking like Lou Gehrig.
We may need to switch up who's on, who shares microphone inputs.
Damn. Damn. Rob's is loud. Todd's is loud.
So anyway, you're going to set up the tailgate at 7:30 in the morning, Todd?
Yep.
And, Ace said he's not going to be there until 9:30
or
something.
Damn, man. He's going to be there by 9.
When I say 9, I mean ish.
10-ish.
Yeah, because so I got my son on me. He's like, yeah.
Are y'all going to get there in time to kneel for the national anthem?
Oh, my God. He seems like the type.
Oh, my God, no, Riggins.
I'm just kidding. Uh-huh.
Wait, but if you're having a cornhole contest, don't you, or whatever, don't you have to be there by a certain time, Ace, if you're on his team?
Well, I'm not on his team. He's gonna be
It's us against them, bro. Cornhole Sunday. Be there, bitches.
Cornhole contest. I need you for cornhole.
I mean, he was making such a big deal about it earlier. Yeah. He's like, are you good at cornhole?
Yeah, Todd apparently takes his cornhole very
seriously.
Yeah,
it sounded like it. Talking about regulations and all that. But shut up, Todd.
Todd takes all social activities serious. It doesn't matter. Seriously, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're getting together with Todd for some sort of a social event.
How do you know this? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, everything from, you know, a tailgate party to lunch to, you know, he puts a lot of stock in there. He loves social time with people that he likes.
Yes. There you go.
Like getting ranch burgers.
The ranch burgers.
He wants Ace to be there enjoying and having fun with him as much as he can.
Are you going to be recording Ace having fun at the tailgate?
Oh, yeah.
Is that part
I'm
of?
I'm sure I will. No.
Contractually, he has to.
Yeah. Part of the deal. I need it for some stock B-roll footage for some projects I'm working on.
I mean, that's what JT Media is. It's he's Ace's documentary.
Yeah, he's always
documentarian.
Not even joking.
But seriously, well, those mics are loud.
Yeah.
I can hear
There's Todd. A lot of hiss coming.
Yeah, well, it's Todd breathing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Why are you breathing so loud?
He's just so excited about cornhole.
He's practicing. He's practicing getting cornhole.
Woo! Me and Ace all day. Peanut butter and jelly.
Ace is going to show up and there's not going to be anybody else there. Todd's going to say, oh, they just all decided the last minute not to come, but you know, just you and me then.
Oh, no.
Because I heard him say a minute ago, where are your seats, Ace, or whatever? And that was surprising that they wouldn't be sitting together at Todd's request, that y'all would be sitting like right beside each other, yeah, holding hands.
We'll just get one seat, and we can we'll swap out, or you can sit on my lap. Okay. Yeah, Ace.
We're pals, huh?
Yeah. Come on, bud. Did you get an invitation to go tailgate?
No.
Alexis, did you?
Mm-mm. I did not.
I didn't get it.
I know. One.
Well, Riggins, you don't do social stuff, so I'm not going to invite you.
And he lives, like, Riggins could walk there.
In his defense, Riggins will come to a tailgate.
Oh, you will?
Minutes. Yeah.
Okay, well, then come tailgate with us.
I'm okay.
No, because now. It's a pity invite. No, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, that's not.
He doesn't want to go now. Should have asked him before.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. No, I see how it is. I see how it is.
I'll be doing something foreign to you, Todd. I'll be in church. Obviously, if you're worried about cornhole on the Lord's Day, so we're from two different worlds. Yeah. That cornhole is not going to be so pleasant in hell.
Before we do this Last Supper, let's get in a quick game of cornhole. If you don't mind.
So saith the Lord.
Yeah, hard to be throwing them bags for cornhole when they keep bursting into flames.
That's right. Do you start drinking at 7:30 in the morning, Ty?
No, usually like about 8:30.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Don't even,
you start drinking
God,
beer? Like you drink Bloody Marys and no, that beer, kind of stuff? Beer yeah, at 8 o'clock in the morning?
And we got Crown Royal shots periodically.
Oh.
Hey,
Crown Royal shots.
I got a 19-year-old to drive me home. Let's do it.
Yeah, and Jello shots.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh, I got to throttle back on my drinking. I've been drinking way too much. I've been getting effed up a little bit every now and then. That's not good. Mm-hmm.
Jello shots, Crown shots, and beer at 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I usually call that a problem.
From 8 to 11:30. It's not like we do it all in 5 minutes.
It's a tailgate, though. See,
yeah, it's a tailgate.
The rules are, it's like being on vacation.
Yeah.
It's like being in the airport. You know, you go to the airport at 9:30 in the morning, and you're like, well, I got it. My plane is not until 11. Well, let's go to the Mexican restaurant. We'll have some chips and a couple of beers.
Yep.
But, you know, Ace, you probably need to eat before you go.
Yeah.
The tailgates that we're used to in Louisiana, I mean, I asked Todd what they have for food and stuff, and he's like, brats and what? Oh, sandwich. Some people bring sandwiches and all.
And burgers. Like, what? Yeah. Grill. Whatever. It just depends on whoever.
Who's making gumbo?
See, we used to do that. We used to make the food based off the other team, like for Philly, be Philly cheesesteaks, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's
cool. But, yeah, nobody's offered to make gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should have invited somebody that knows how to make gumbo.
Does Ace knows how to make gumbo?
No.
Okay, that's good. So. Hang on. List of things to do.
But learn to make gumbo.
I'm going
to
make some gumbo this week, bitch. I'm going to write, make gumbo for that bitch.
I would love to try it. Please bring it in.
For
I would not.
She's like, oh, look, a cashew. Yummy. Are there raisins in this? Uh-huh. That's my special ingredient. Mm.
Tried to put my own spin on it.
Yeah. What do you think about brown sugar gumbo?
Oh, what is that?
If you like, when your sister-in-law, what did she put?
Macaroni and cheese. I'm like eating a bowl she made for my brother. She's like, I made macaroni and cheese if you want it. I'm like, great. I'm eating a bowl. I'm like, what makes it orange? She's like, that's the pumpkin cream cheese. I put in. You dumb bitch. You are a stupid ass bitch. You put what? She's like, pumpkin cream cheese. I'm like, get that shit
that's
out of here.
That's the cheese.
In. Yeah.
Cream cheese.
You're a stupid ass.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I bet it was delicious.
It's horrible. I walked right back in the kitchen. I was like, I'll eat later.
But neither one of your sisters-in-law, they cook and all of that, do they?
My older sister-in-law does.
And she's from Louisiana. So
yeah, she knows how to do it. yeah. like all that stuff.
But I thought they had servants that did all that when
they
she
do.
Was growing up.
They did, but she's figured out a lot of that stuff now. She makes mm-hmm. some actually pretty incredible stuff.
Oh, did they actually have servants?
Yeah, they have.
I knew they were wealthy. I didn't know they had.
You know. Their house has I don't even know. I don't want to be offensive, but there's like a special room where like the servants or whatever, help. Like an apartment, basically. Like an old house, but yeah, mm-hmm. they did. They had wow. they had help for a long time.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as they're nice to
them. Yeah. yeah. As long as they don't mistreat them.
Yeah. Like they are free to go if they want.
Not being held against their will.
Like a human trafficking thing.
Yeah. yeah. No, they eat a lot of good stuff. Louisiana stuff.
And your middle sister, your sister-in-law is not.
She's trash. She's trash, but she knows she's not good at cooking.
Does she attempt it though, or should they just?
I think
she's just like, you know, I can't cook, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I think they've kind of given up on that.
But doesn't it all boil down to, based on what you've said through the years, it's just if she would just follow the recipe, she'd be a lot better. But yeah. everything she has to add something to it or change an ingredient or two for her own flair.
Yeah.
I remember now he got so bent out of shape at Thanksgiving when she was the one that was going to be making the green bean casserole.
Yeah. That's like my favorite part of Thanksgiving is that green bean. So one time a year you eat it. And I don't know, she put in like ketchup or mustard or something. And I was like, it's on. Like when you buy those French onion strips or whatever they are, it's got the recipe on there. It's like four ingredients. And it's so good. Like, just please don't screw it up. She's like, I'm going to make it. I'd rather make it. I don't even cook on Thanksgiving. I'd rather make it and just let it be good. She's like, we'll have a competition then.
I think the recipe is on the soup can, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Because it's the only reason you buy like this one ingredient is to make like a green bean casserole.
That's my favorite thing. That's my go-to to make.
It's good because it's the one thing in the meal that's like crunchy. It gives you a little different texture. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And she just insisted on adding shit. She's like, walnuts.
Oh, no. You really wake up the flavor.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'll do with that is that I make my own cream of mushroom. But that's
That's cool. Yeah. Make your own cream of mushroom soup.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah. It's very cool.
That's awesome.
Look at you.
Well, it's cool.
Yeah, no,
it's
just
good.
A little something, something.
Yeah. Is it? Was it good?
So good.
So good.
Yeah, I can cook.
I bet you can.
Yeah. I've made it before with freshly snapped green beans, and my own cream of mushroom, and covered it in the I julienned the onions and then breaded them and fried them to make my own crispy onions.
Oh, you took
it. And then I put it in a giant iron skillet and popped it in the oven. That way, it's pretty good. Not worth it.
It was too much work.
Too much work, and not that much better than doing it from the can. Because a lot of times I like it in the can.
Sure,
right
in the can.
Shocker! I've never made it.
You've never julienned some onions and fried them.
I don't even know what that means.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.